This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The one guy who won tonight is the happiest guy on this planet right now. It's Ron Paul, because he's the only one actually saying what he believes.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Robert Scott Bell.
At least 15 high school students are suffering from an illness that causes them to have uncontrollable twitching and verbal outbursts.
Contaminated rock and fill and soil was used to build the new school.
Robert Scott Bell.
Paula Deen, the Butter Queen, kept her diagnosis of type 2 diabetes a secret.
You waited until you got a big pharmaceutical company to pay you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Listen, if there's one thing the history of evolution has taught us, it's that life will not be contained. Life breaks free, it expands to new territories, and it crashes through barriers painfully, maybe even dangerously, but I'm simply saying that life finds a way.
Yes, my friends, just like Staphylococcus aureus eats methicillin for lunch, so do bollworms eat GMO cotton. And so do the bugs that were supposed to be eradicated from the planet by Monsanto. They're fighting back. Nature has found a way. Welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show, Outside the Box Wednesday edition. Ty Bollinger is back in studio next hour. Liam Sheff up next to talk what? We haven't started, and he's already in to do some myth-making discussion. Super Don should be on injured reserve, and he showed up for work again.
Sorry.
Dude, it's like... You know, you're like Mean Joe Green with turf toe. You're still going to play.
Oh, man. It's like I don't know what else to do with myself. You know, it's like, oh, you know, my back hurts. Oh, I think I'm going to take the day off. And I'm just sitting here going, oh, I wonder what we're talking about today. I wonder how the show's going.
Yeah. No, I know what's going on here. Jenny, your wife said, I just can't stand it, Don. You just get back to work.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. But,
right?
No, it's good to be here. Good to be back. Things are mending slowly, but, you know, we had to talk about some Jurassic Park-style logic today.
Yes, great crossfade, Super Don. Jeff Goldblum in Jurassic Park talking about Michael Crichton's novel in the movie, I believe, Jurassic Park saying, nature always finds a way, life finds a way. This is, that's not a myth, that's a reality. And in the case of man's arrogance and thinking he can eradicate stuff, the only thing he'll successfully eradicate is himself.
Exactly.
And this is what we're finding out in the age of Monsanto with three articles that we have linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. And you can check them out there. We've got them right now. And one of them is coming out of, I think, South America. They're Brazil, who didn't win the World Cup. And they're also losing the battle for their corn. The GMO corn is evidently no longer resistant to the pests. They promised us we'd have to use less pesticides, and that within the genetic, restructuring of the corn crops, they would basically be able to resist these tropical bugs, voracious tropical bugs. And it turns out, not happening anymore. The caterpillars are going right on, eating just like the Staphylococcus aureus is eating the methicillin antibiotic. Life finds a way. You arrogant, dunderheaded men, mad scientists, medical doctors, you've done this to us. So what did Charlton Heston say in the first Planet of the Apes? You remember that one? Look it up at the statue.
Soylent Green is made from people.
From GMO people. Damn it. You know, basically, he cursed a bit. But
yes,
honestly, if you wake up and you recognize the enemy is us, it's stupid humans. David Letterman, did he do stupid human tricks or is that stupid pet tricks? What did he do?
It was stupid pet. I don't know. That's a good question. I wasn't as big a Letterman fan as I was alone.
Shane says it's stupid human tricks.
Yep.
Okay.
But he probably is not going to do a segment before he retires, even though he could get away with it now. Stupid human tricks and parade all of Monsanto's GMOs to show how stupid and arrogant chemical man is, not has become, but is, by the embracing of this technology.
Yeah.
To out-create the creator. Yeah.
The thing that frustrates so many people about this is that Monsanto comes out and says, we got to have this BT corn, right? This BT corn, it's going to resist the pests, it's going to feed the hungry, it's going to stop starvation, blah, 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 blah. Never mind the fact that this BT toxin is in the corn and everybody's eating the corn. But, you know, look, the greater good, right? We need to end hunger. You know, let's get Bono out on stage to sing about the corn, right?
It's the greater good for Monsanto and the biotech industry. It's not about your greater good or my greater good. This is a crock.
And
it's just becoming more obvious by the day.
Yeah, not only was the BT toxin something that they just wanted to just kind of sweep under the rug. Oh, don't worry about it. It's no big deal. It's not going to hurt you. But how many people have said, you know, leading up to this, knowing all along that this is not going to work? It's not going to work, you know? I mean, how many times do we have to go through the stories of, and listen, it's front page news. Superbugs, right? Superbugs, they're becoming resistant to the antibiotics. Why do you think that is? Do you think that there's really that big of a difference between the bacterias and the viruses and the bugs and the plants? I mean, listen, it's all nature. It's all life, you know? And it's like with the crossfade that we came in with. Life is going to find a way, and life has kicked us in the butt how many times?
Well, it's kicked you in the butt. You should be off your butt and in bed again. But no, you're here because you're Super Don.
That was my fault.
It's not a super bug. It's a super producer. It's Super Don.
All right.
And we have Super Ty and Super Liam. And we got all the people that are trying to blow the whistle on this thing. And now, again, these stories are coming out. There's a big story on Natural News just today. Consuming low concentrations of glyphosate linked to deadly nightmarish deformities. And this was published in the Journal of Environmental and Analytical Toxicology. And this is being fed to our children, not to my kids, to my knowledge, but certainly many kids out there, if they're not listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show or reading Natural News. And by the way, they keep picking on Mike Adams, the health ranger in Natural News. And every time they do it, Natural News grows. Thousands of new readers, thousands of new listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Keep those attacks coming. Because it's only raising the awareness of the independent media, of which we are an integral part, or at least a small part, whatever part we are. We're playing it. That's fine. And then there's a story out of Italy about the bollworms? Is that where? No, it's Pakistan.
Pakistan, yeah.
Right, where Osama bin Laden was supposedly killed for the second or third time. Bollworms have developed resistance to BT cotton.
Oh.
They promised the Pakistanis this wouldn't happen, and it's happening. So we bomb them with bombs, we fire missiles into them, and then we leave them with seeds that are destroying the farmers there, like in India, where they're committing suicide to the tune of hundreds of thousands now. And then we have soldiers coming back from wars that are undeclared. It's PTSD sufferers committing suicide as well. We've got the tragedy, devastating tragedy in the Middle East with Israel and the Palestinian and the Gaza attacks. And the arrogance of man. Where are the men and women who won't show up for other people's wars? Who stop participating and feeding that beast that uses all of your money, all of your energy, or as much as they can get, as much as you will give them, as much as you will consent to giving them, and they use it against you in the name of helping you, Hillary Clinton.
Who likes Monsanto?
What's that? Thank you, Monsanto.
Who likes Monsanto? Sure.
Yeah, we got Rand Paul on news later, too. I wonder if the liberals are going to give him any love for this one. Stand by for that. Ty Bollinger will be with us. Liam Sheffield's coming up. We're going to talk about the myth-making species that we are. Will we be able to continue making myths, or will we destroy ourselves because we embrace Monsanto? Or we embrace the government that allows and paves the way for Monsanto to run roughshod over America and much of the rest of planet Earth. The supranational, supra-sovereign artificial creations of the state known as multinational corporations. They don't like liberals. They don't like conservatives. They eat you both and your children for lunch and don't sweat it for a second. Not for a second. And here we got three articles we're starting with today that are just so horrific in what they reveal. And there will be people that will take money from government, from corporations, to say, you people, like Weird Al Yankovic in his new song, what is it called? It was based on Royals. It's called Foil.
It's awesome. Foil, if you haven't seen it yet, it's
the guy's, we have an
genius.
Audio clip. Can we play today? Maybe
you
later?
Know, yeah, yeah. Let's play something maybe in the next segment here.
Yeah, Weird Al. Oh, my gosh. What a
it's
brilliant
awesome.
Satirist and parody guy. Yeah. But, yeah, very funny new video from Weird Al. We'll get to that. So, anyway, how are we going to restore our sanity? Now, here's the good thing about this: these stories. Nature will find a way. Nature is going to outpace the ability of man to try and destroy it. The question is, will any human survive it? And are we, I don't even use the word intelligent, because the people behind this are intelligent, but they're stupid at the same time. Because you can know stuff and get a high degree, a PhD, because you have some level of intelligence, but then you can do stupid stuff with it, which is what the GMO biotech industry does all the time. The willingness to destroy yourself in the name of science or profit. And, you know, nature will outpace it. Nature will survive us. The question is, will we survive us? And maybe we'll have to ask William Scheff that in a little while. Will we survive us? Will the species survive the species? Will humans survive our destruction? And,
oh,
and there is evidence. What?
No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, Isaiah,
I take a day off and I want to take over the show.
You're just ready to go. It's the Super Don Show. Woo! Sure. He gets back pain and he thinks he owns the world.
Sorry. Just like Monsanto. Yes.
Right. Are you on some meds that I should know about? Are you okay?
I'm not. I wish I was, but I'm not.
I know. I wish you were on like massive doses of CBD.
CBD. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Anyway, the point I was going to make is, you know, you got, listen, the BT cotton, failure.
Mm-hmm.
BT corn, failure. Glyphosate, failure. What more do we need to take a look at Monsanto and say, please get the hell out of here? I mean, this is
mine. What's going to happen this election season? You're going to put Republicans in there to replace the Democrats, and they're going to vote for Monsanto as well. It's not going to matter, folks. Unplug from the pharmaceutical biotech geo-insanity matrix. And do what you know is right. Survive, thrive, get local, grow your own food, save the heirloom seeds, generate some power, reject the man, embrace the power to heal. That's what we do here. Just trying to remind you that on the Robert Scott Bell Show. 6 days a week right here on GCN, our syndicator and Natural News Radio, and beyond. We'll get back to the update on time for next week after this as well.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Hi, Mike Pence with Midas Resources Incorporated, Senior Monetary Specialist. With foreign countries going bankrupt and states within the United States going bankrupt, not to mention all the Ponzi schemes in the marketplace, do you think your money and investments are safe? Of course not. Call me, Mike Pence, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181. I can help answer any questions you have about protecting your money, whether it be personal possession or holding precious metals in an IRA. Gold carries a 6,000-year history. It is the only real and lasting money in the world. Paper currencies have come and gone. Governments have toppled. The world map has changed many times, and yet gold still thrives in almost every country. Gold is the ultimate store of wealth. Central banks continue to maintain reserves of gold. Common sense begs the question, why? Let me help you answer that question. Call me, Mike Pence, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181. Call now, and I will send you free information on precious metals. Call Mike Pence, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
He's king of the myth-making world, and he just sent me a link to learn more Yiddish. You don't know Bupkis until you read Official Stories by Liam Sheff. Liam's with us, and it's a myth-making journey we're on, Liam.
Yo, man, what's going on? What's going on, dude?
Chutzpah. I'm just reading all the Yiddish you just sent me, and now you've just opened up a can of worms to my past.
Yeah, I know. I sent you, Robert, the Jewish Christian, a book of Yiddish words, because you were writing me. Now, people don't know this, but we do this show live, as opposed to the past where we pretended to do it live, but we do the show live. And I sometimes miss my cue because sometimes I'm like writing something.
Hello,
or drawing.
Where's
something.
Liam?
Yeah. Oy vey.
Thank you.
So you
Superdog, thank you.
So you yelled at me, and you know how you yell when in writing as you type in capital.
All capitals.
So
that's right. Yeah.
And I said that you seemed verklempt, which isn't even here. German word verklempt.
There's some awesome words in here. I love.
Oh, there's a great word.
Schlemiel.
But I wasn't verklempt. I was only concerned that Liam wouldn't get the cue. It's on. It's your turn. The myth making species, man. We've been previewing. In fact, today, buy 99 cents. Official Stories, and you should see the article written on Natural News. I have it linked up. There's a visual image. Just click on it. You'll write another beautiful review with some of our listeners praising the myth-making man that Liam Sheff is. No, he's not the myth-maker. He's the one revealing the myths. Or are you the myth-maker?
I don't intend to be a myth-maker of any sort. I mean, I'm very reluctant to tell anybody how anything works. I own the myths that I believe in. You know, I lean east, my spirituality. I like the Tao, you know, the symbol of infinity, that yin-yang symbol that reveals that infinity is unknowable, right? Infinity is the infinite unknowable, and it manifests in a sea of an infinite number of paired opposites. And we live in that field of opposites. We have these experiences in that that world of manifested energy. But beyond that, you know, what do you name? I mean, I got there by studying macrobiotics and all that stuff. And then I got into the Hinduism. Now the great thing about Hinduism is that it's great probably if you're in a caste that you want to be in. The problem with Hinduism is that you don't want to be in the lower class, in the lower caste. And so, like any real world religion, Hinduism can really suck. But as a philosophy, it's fascinating. I mean, it's fascinating because in Hinduism, unlike in Christianity has a god that will kill you if you don't do what he says. And supposedly he made everything, but through wisdom, and wisdom used to be Sophia, so there was a goddess in the Old Testament. And the Jews actually worshipped a female goddess called Ashera, and there was one, the Greek notion of Sophia, which these were goddesses of wisdom that embodied these concepts. So this is all thrown in there and hidden and changed from Greek to Hebrew to Latin, and we lose the meanings. Like an owl that was really a sign of Minerva or of Lilith is there in the Acts of the Apostles. There's an owl in the Greek, but it's transformed into an angel in a later version. Why?
Because
the owl is a pagan.
Can I ask, am I being unreasonable if I'm thinking religion in a high ideal kind of context would be there to set us free, or at least to kind of free us from some of the earthly bonds or bounds, or is it there to bind us? Or what is it being used for overall?
I think that, write your letters to Liam Sheff at Liam Sheff, what is it? Liam, you can write me at Liam at 180radio.com, but I won't answer if it's mean. But, and if it's nice, I will.
Okay.
I think that we're a storytelling species, and in my book, Official Stories, which is 99 cents on Kindle today, not later today, 99 cents on Kindle today. Believe me, it will not be 99 cents always, because I get 30 cents every time you buy a book, and that hurts.
Ouch.
But I'm there to make sure that people get the book and get the discussion going. So what I do in there is I try very clearly, carefully, and with a sense of humor to dismantle these myths. So how do you dismantle a myth? You don't say it's a lie. You present the missing data. That's how you do it. That's, by the way, how you know when people in the public are lying. They're standing up going, they're lying, they're lying, they're lying. They're accusing somebody else of saying terrible things. Usually the other side's going, yeah, but we just had a question. You're lying, you're lying, you're lying. So if you stand up and you say, I got a question about vaccines. You're lying, you're lying, you're lying. Don't ask a question about vaccines.
Yeah.
Well, the details matter, Robert.
We've seen these myths in science certainly become religious in nature or cult-like, for sure. But we're going to break through some of these myths today with Liam Sheff. He's got a great article we'll talk about. And we link to it. And, of course, this is the place for health, freedom, healing, liberty, and a little bit of myth-busting, too. We'll be right back.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, you know, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here, and he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy, but everybody doesn't have good energy, so they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so as simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The power to hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection.
protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Let's take a walk on the wild side.
Oh, righty then.
You're everywhere, baby. Radio, TV, the papers. Am I right or am I right or am I right? Right.
Robert Scott Bell.
Well, if I am to put a disclaimer on any of this, it's that I'm not intending to offend folks who have deeply held religious beliefs or convictions. That's not my point. If you're happy with it and if it enriches your life, makes you a more loving person, nothing I'm saying here, and I don't think even what Liam's saying here is knocking that. Yeah, exactly. We're not,
clap your hand.
We're clapping and applauding, not knocking. The point is, intellectual curiosity, the things that got me in trouble when I was a kid, Liam, asking the teachers and the preachers and the rabbis the questions when they said, well, some things you're just not supposed to know till you die. And I was like, dude, no, that doesn't work for me. That's just me. It may work for somebody else. It didn't work for me. So I kept asking.
Well, right. They lacked, they had already made their bed, and they found the thing that they were going to stick with. But, you know, in school, we're taught very early that compliance is rewarded. We're actually discouraged from intellectual criticism, and I'm sure that this happened to you, but it happened to me all the time. What was the most commonly asked question of me when I was growing up? Do you find this funny? You know,
do you find this funny? Oh, that, don't ask me that.
The most commonly asked question to me, young Liam, when I was growing up, and because I would laugh. I didn't intend to hurt anybody's feelings. I just thought they were kidding. Because it seemed so obvious to me that what they were saying couldn't possibly be true. Or if they were punishing me for not believing them, I couldn't believe that they were punishing me for having an intellectual disagreement with them. So that lets you know where I'm coming from. Now, I was always fascinated by myth. The first one, I think the first book that I really significantly enjoyed was probably a lighter version of, Edith Hamilton's mythology. Anyway, it was a collection of Greek myths. And then you go on from there and you have your collections of Greek mythology. And then I think I was exposed to the Bible by some Catholics, and I simply took it as more mythology, because it's impossible not to. Once you have a bite of myth, and a myth is, you know, vaccines are safe is a myth. HIV causes AIDS is a myth. HIV tests work is a myth. Cancer is cured by chemotherapy is a myth. Pink ribbons show you care about breast cancer. Well, you know, it's a myth. Now, that shows the problem, because there's reality in myth. One of the problems about a mythic meaning, like 9/11 occurred because people attacked us because they hated our freedom, that wasn't true. And I talk about this in Official Stories, and I think I give 99.9% of the available evidence, the reporting that was buried, you know, within days or weeks after the fact, of what happened on 9/11. Three buildings came down at free fall speed. Two of them exploded radically and dramatically, sending metal, hulking pieces of metal football fields away, embedding them into the faces of other skyscrapers. Well, that's an explosion. Another building, Building 7, came down in 6.5 seconds, accelerating into free fall speed. That's a demolition. So, you know, the story that anybody attacked us because they hated our freedom wasn't true. So then you have to say, all right, so what was the reporting? And the details undo the myth. And the details of that day are all there. They're in chapter 4 of my book, this story, 99 cents on Kindle today, 11 something for the paperback if you really feel like being good to yourself. But if you ask the same questions of Christianity or Judaism, you'd be in a world of trouble. I mean, you can figure out that a myth is a story that contains a thought that has a psychological function. And some myths have spiritual functions. For example, the story that Moses was a guy who was born and then had to flee, thrown away from his parents to safety in a basket that, you know, would have sunk, and then raised by a pharaoh because his sister, I think, or something like that, found him. And, you know, this story was told to us. And Charlton Heston, you know, Robert, Charlton Heston can't lie, so it's true, right?
I mentioned Charlton Heston earlier, the end scene of the original Planet of the Apes, so Charlton's got a place in the show today.
Pharaoh, let my people go. You know, I mean, why would he? Nobody would lie about that. Unfortunately, you say, okay, is there any record of this in non-biblical history? Nope. Uh-oh. That's a problem because he would have interacted with all kinds of people. He led 600,000 and something slaves, all of their wives and children, so about 2 million people out of Egypt during the reign of one of the pharaohs. Gosh, it's not listed anywhere. That's a problem. Well, maybe the pharaohs were embarrassed, so they didn't write about it. Yeah, that's right. That's how history works. We were embarrassed, so we didn't write about it. The mass, you know, and the drowning of our pharaoh in the river, you know, by the horrible, horrible Israelites. No, they would have written about it. But they didn't. It doesn't exist. Neither does the burial grounds or the wandering places of 40 years in the desert exist. So this has presented an increasing problem for archaeologists like Indiana Jones, who's real, right? Indiana Jones, he's a real guy?
Absolutely, he's real. And Han Solo was just as real.
You see, the problem with the story is that it serves a psychological function and that it's very powerful. The story of vaccination is a very powerful story. We improved because of technology, and we're no longer slaves to witchcraft. So we inject our children with mercury.
Yeah,
I can barely get through that sentence. You know, because once you pop the mythic bubble, you laugh. So, you know, I have to be sensitive, and I'm such a spiritualist. It's not really that hard. I have such a spiritual affinity with religious people.
Yes.
Because I pray. Because my soul reaches out to the spiritual nature, the energetic, electromagnetic, eternal nature of the universe. But I don't think our stories are literally true because people are idiots.
We talked about the stupid man, the arrogance of man doing stupid things, and that's been true for time immemorial. But the attachment to the myths, I think that's the difference. Like when we talk about vaccines, most of my audience goes, yeah, rah-rah, go get them. And, of course, the vaccinologists scream and yell at us. But if you're to bring up myths that, let's say, cut too close to home, because we have myths that maybe we're attached to. And I think to my point of what you're bringing up, it's not to challenge anybody's beliefs per se, because beliefs are what really guide us. We're talking about the belief of overcoming cancer is so critically important. As Dr. Batar says, I can do everything right for a patient. If they don't believe they're going to get well, I mean, that works against even material stuff you can measure.
Well, they might get well, but they will still remain depressed and sure that they're going to get sick again, so that every time they get sick, they keep thinking it's the end and their life is pure misery. Because you can treat... You know, I mean, I've met raw foodists and vegans, and I've met all kinds of people who thought that they had the right everything going on, and their anxiety and misery. And I can speak of, well, I was never quite that way, but I definitely have had that experience where people aren't doing anything that's going to make them sick, but they're so anxious about it, they're not enjoying their wellness, right? So there's another aspect to it. But let's say that I say the big taboo, which I'm going to say many times, let's say the Jesus story is mythic. Well, then you have to define what a myth is. A myth is a story that serves a psychological function. 9/11 serves a psychological function for many Americans, because if you didn't imagine that it were true, then it would be true that we've murdered a couple hundred thousand to a million Iraqis. That's what it would mean.
Right.
If 9/11 weren't true, then everything we did after 9/11, see, this is the problem with mythology. A myth has psychological, spiritual power. The myth of Odysseus, to me, is probably the greatest myth of my world, the myth of the Odyssey, the man on a journey for going to war, coming home, trying to get home, and it takes them, I think, 40 years or 20 years to get home. So he's gone for, you know, some 30 or 40 years of his life away from what is home. Well, that's a powerful story. Now, we don't enshrine the Odyssey in the form of Odysseus, who we worship, although I think we should, and we don't think literally that there was an Odysseus, because the value of myth is that we're all Odysseus. And I think the value of the Christ myth, whether you think it's literally true or not, I think the value is to find the Christ, the risen soul, the spiritual center within yourself that rises beyond the literal, the local, the greedy, and the strident. You know, that's the story. But if you're interested in taking the history apart, you'll realize that the Gnostics, the spirit seekers of combining Aristotelian, Platonic, you know, ancient Greek philosophy with Hebrew myth. They were called Gnostics, Essenes.
Well, they had the Gnostic Gospels. I remember reading about them in comparative religion at university and studying in. It's like, holy tamale, their beliefs were a lot different, the early Christians. They believed in reincarnation that somehow got voted out later on in, you know, somebody else's political reign.
They didn't believe that you could know the name of God. They didn't believe that Jesus was a man but was the eternal soul that you strove to come into contact with, that was part of your soul, like the Hindu Atman. The Atman is the splinter soul of the universal God that resides in all of us, that is ours to claim. Well, that's what the Gnostics believed in some real form. Now, the Roman Catholic Church liked some of it. They took it very literally. They were a very money-happy, very organized, hierarchical empire, truly an empire. And Constantine took it and said, yeah, we'll take your one god, and now you can all bow, and I'll be the emperor of that one god. You can call me Pope. So that's what happened. You know, there's a history there, and that's why our friends like Charles Weber and my friend Scott, who I wrote a book with, Taylor, that's why they lean to the Eastern Orthodoxy, because the Eastern Orthodoxy rejected a lot of that Western canonization and literalization, but still, there's some part of them that wants to accept it as absolutely literally true. And my challenge is, why does it have to be literally true for it to have spiritual value?
And meaning, that's right. The fact that it may or may not be archaeologically validated doesn't take away from the beliefs and how that impacts, hopefully positively, on your life and how you serve others in ways that are positive. We're taking apart the myths of humanity here, and Liam Sheff is our guest. Official Stories is on sale for 99 cents.
You're not going to move my girl.
No, sir.
You can too. You can't.
Go what? You get what?
No, you see, that's just a myth.
Yeah, but she's my myth.
No. Myth.
Yeah.
There we go, the myths of humanity. Liam, can you stick around another segment?
With my gratitude and my thanks to your audience for tolerating it.
Yes, Liam, we love you. Myth, oh, myth, yes. We're back after this. Super Don is making it sound good. Shane is on the board, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Ty Bollinger is standing by to go outside the box today. We got lots of cool stuff, including a Weird Al Yankovic clip about wearing a tinfoil hat. Cool stuff happening after this.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works, and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you,
or simply, I'm thinking of you. ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Yeah, with all the discussion on the myth-making species that humans are, and it can be harmless or it can be harmful, depending on who's making the myth and for what reason. But as we say, if these myths enrich your life and bring more vitamin L into it, help you to do the same for others, hey, man, knock yourself out. I love it. However, the myths, like Liam reveals, not only in official stories, but on the GMO side, GMO that will feed the world, those are the myths that are destructive. And, you know, even as we talk religion, in many cases, religion was used to manipulate and control people and drive them into wars that weren't really about religious beliefs. They were about resources or enslavement or, you know, all of those things. And I guess it's uncomfortable to discuss these things, but we do it here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. I think that's why we keep getting more and more listeners. That's what we want. That's what the people want. Liam, you're giving them what they want. Maybe they don't know
give
they want
give people
it.
What they want. That's what the Romans said. then they threw you in the gladiatorial ring. The Romans killed, according to the Roman historian who was Jewish, Josephus, a million Jewish people or Hebrew people from as the Romans sacked Jerusalem and destroyed their temple and made them all into slaves or, you know, gladiators where they died, from 66 to 70. And it wasn't until after the destruction of Jewish identity in that moment, and they clung on, but really the old guard was destroyed, that the first stories, I mean, you're talking 75 or so years after the supposed magical birth and 40-something years after the magical death, the first time you hear the story of the magical guy. But these stories had been floating around in the form of Dionysus and Mithras, you know, a god who died, who loved people, who cared about people. And I think that the value of that story, whether if it's literal to you, it is. I'd kind of ask why. I mean, if you read the history, you'll go, yeah, but if it is, it is. If you find love in it and you're kind to people because of it, then you're wonderful. Don't change a thing. I know Ty is our good friend. I think Ty is a hero to the world. I mean, what Ty does with the cancer stuff requires a level of courage and temerity and commitment that you do not find in 99.9999999% of people on Earth. And he knows I think that, and I've told him. And I know that he is very strongly Christian. I know that that gives him strength. I find that to be very valuable. Now, he might get mad at me for not thinking that it's literally true, but I would only ask him, why does it have to be literally true? You're here following that example. You're literally true.
Well, and I think to me, Liam, and this was the, you know, when I started in radio, my initial fear, if there was one, was that the doctors were going to hate me. Not that I really cared, but did they have the power to take me off the air because they're the officials, right? And then as we expanded our scope of discussion, realizing that I grew up, you know, as a Jew in America with a mom who's Israeli, and then getting into involved in all kinds of things that really spoke to me, that I experienced, that explained things that even the traditional religions did not, and that the message was going to be non-denomination. And it wasn't about any one religious path, because I realized I could interview 100 people in any given mosque, synagogue, or church, and they would ultimately have 100 different beliefs, even though some of the things were similar. And so I began to see this, I'm on this individual path, and if I've been called to help people to heal, it didn't matter what they claimed to be, but I was concerned with what they actually did, and I find that I gravitate toward deeply, let's say, spiritual people from various different religions that actually live the love of what they believe or what they're thinking that they're being taught.
Yeah, there you are, and that's it, because I've never actually had a problem with a decent person face-to-face. Whatever their background. But if you want to be an atheist and think that your goal is to be kind and to loving to people, guess what? We'll have no problem. The world will love you back. Mm-hmm. And if you want to be a Hebrew scholar and think that everybody who doesn't do what you do is going to some version of a morbid, hellish place, well, we're not going to get along. And if you're a Muslim who thinks that God is love, then we're going to get along, and so on and so on and so on. But I am a mythicist, and I am, you know, I do analyze the myths of our culture. And so as I am allowed to come back by the authorities to your show, I will be talking about the infiltration of the Roman Empire into this thing that we call the church, because it was absolute. It totally destroyed the initial messages, which were very different, very, very different than, you know, God hates homosexuals, or, you know, make me a sandwich. You know, if you're a woman, go make me a sandwich. You know, you get these things that people think, but they're not in the spiritual view.
All right. Your homework today, right now, go get Official Stories, 99 cents on Kindle, just today only. If you missed it, pay full price. It's worth double it, in my opinion. Liam, my friend, thank you so much. Our hero, Ty Bollinger, is going to join us after the break. It's going to be cool. What are we going to do? Chinese fluoride, marketing drugs. Wow, we've got some clips from... Oh, we'll get to it. All right, the power to heal is yours. I got to remember to say that.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
An advanced proprietary technology is used to energetically encode all the ingredients that make up One World Whey. One World Whey is formulated to mirror human mother's milk. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.